Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning from San Juan County. We should introduce Lisa Gomez this year. Welcome back to KSJE. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Great to see you. You are the San Juan County Community Health and Social Services Director.
Yes, I am.
And you're appearing in that capacity this morning.
I am, so, and particularly for the Mental Wellness Resource Center.
Right, which we'll be talking a lot about today.
Yes.
So I appreciate you being here. Also joining us here in the studio is Cassandra Says, and she is the lead peer navigator at the Mental Wellness Resource Center. And good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in this morning. Great to have you here. And Lisa, let me start with you, because when we talk about the Mental Wellness Resource Center, you have been involved with that since its very beginnings. And I think we're one of the main folks that helped get this to happen here in San Juan County.
Yes, actually. So the Wellness Center opened in November of 2020. And just to step back even a little bit more, the County Commission, probably in 2017, 2018, made behavioral health a priority, decided to put some money towards hiring some experts to come and do a gap analysis.
That's what I remember, was doing a study that found that was lacking, or at least knowledge of the resources was lacking.
A central hub for resources was,
right,
was a need. It was a gap identified. And behavioral health department was created. A behavioral health director was hired. And that's where it all started. And
some grant money was identified too, I believe, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that part of this? And a big part of it.
Big part of it. That's what actually supports the Mental Wellness Resource Center. There's a, it's called the Behavioral Health Investment Zone Grant through the state Health and Human Services Department.
Okay. So they must have identified a need too, to throw some money at the problem
and
the solution, hopefully, right?
Correct. They were interested in helping our community create those, fill those gaps and create the solutions for the community, San Juan County community.
Right. And so the center's been open, as you mentioned, since the fall of 2020. And it has been, I think, fairly regularly pretty busy, right?
Oh, really busy. I wish I'd have brought the exact stats, but our first year was somewhere around 614 connections were made. The first calendar year, 12 months. And then the first fiscal year was somewhere around 3,000 connections. And then by the second year, over 7,000 connections.
Wow.
Made for community members.
That's amazing. Congratulations to all of you involved with this effort, because it's a big team effort, I know, to be able to provide these resources. We're putting up on the screen the phone number and the website for the Mental Wellness Resource Center. But for our radio audience, let me just read that information for you. It's 505-636-7110 is the phone number. And the website is sjcconnect.net. That'll get you there.
That'll get you right to our webpage and contact information, our address. So we're conveniently located down by the hospital, right across from the ER entrance.
Right there at Lake Street and Maple, basically on the corner.
Correct.
Can't miss it.
You can't miss it.
No. True. See the helicopters from the front door.
We can hear them all day long.
And hear them too, I'm sure. But that is a great location. But again, if folks want to just reach out by phone or through the website, they can do that too, at least get the process started.
Yes, yes, they can. And we actually publish our resource directory on our webpage as well. And so just to reiterate what we do, we are a resource center. We don't actually provide direct mental health services, but we can coordinate with your current care coordinator if you have one, your current case manager. We stay very much on top of what kind of resources are in and out in our community.
Right, which is important. And, you know, we always hear how important it is to have access to mental health resources. And so to have this center that is available for individuals who either they have already a relationship with someone or don't or need one, you can help either person, either scenario.
We do. We help them navigate to that place. If they don't have health insurance, we can help sign them up for Medicaid or find other health insurance, find what providers takes their insurance, just anything that they could possibly need. I mean, we have seen a lot of different scenarios.
Right. I'm sure you have. Well, let me bring Cassandra into the conversation to talk about the job that you do. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, right? As this navigator, you are helping these individuals that come in and also providing some follow-up connections with them too and contact with them.
Yeah, so my initial job there is to meet with individuals and determine their needs, along with the other peer mentors as well, the peer navigators. I meet with individuals, I talk to them about what their needs are, how we can navigate to get those needs met. I do a lot of case management with them as well. So it's already a hard process for them. If they're seeking help, usually it's a hard process and it may be overwhelming. So my goal when meeting with individuals is to make them feel comfortable in asking for help and to let them know that I'm going to be there to support them during the process.
Nice. And that's really important, I think, as well, to follow up and to make sure that they got the help that they came to you for.
Yes, definitely.
And so that's part of your job. And we talked a little bit before we came on the air about how quickly you can maybe get folks in to see someone or connected with a resource in the community. And a lot of times we'd hope that happens pretty quickly, but sometimes it doesn't always happen quickly. You, I guess, have to evaluate that of how quick they need to see someone.
Right. And it kind of depends on the situation. If they're needing a behavioral health provider, usually there's about a 2-month wait so far. Lately, we've come in contact with a few resources in the community that can see them fairly quickly within the week or two, which is really nice. Ultimately, if there is a long wait, they do utilize 988, which is nationwide, and that's really helpful as well.
Got you. So it's possible that maybe there could be some out of market, like telehealth or telemental health professionals that you could kind of meet them up with or get them connected with for immediate or more immediate help, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. And then we stay on top of those resources in the community too. So if there's new agencies opening up in the community, we take it upon ourselves to go meet with them and collaborate with them and get the information, what insurance they're taking, how quickly they can get people scheduled. So we stay on top of that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing, I would think, for them to connect with you as well, right? Because you could be sending them other clients and things like that, right?
Definitely.
If they're new to town or just setting up their practice. So That's an important thing. And Lisa Gomez, let me come back to you a little bit about maybe a family member who might want to seek out help for someone in their family or relative or loved one or whatever, close friend. Is that something that they can also contact the Resource Center for assistance with?
Yes, that happens pretty frequently. You know, a worried family member, a mama, a spouse, a parent, you know, a sibling, anybody can call and, you know, just ask for the resources. Many times if it's an adult calling on behalf of another adult, we'll ask, you know, can we, you know, meet with that adult? So so if it's a child, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to navigate for children in the community just because there's a lack of providers. But yeah, anybody can call. There's a lot of instances we get law enforcement also bring
sure.
folks in. I wanted to just step back a tiny bit about partnering with the community agencies. And so we all always want to know what's the best way to connect our clients to your agency. You know, what's the intake paperwork? How can we make it easier for our client? How can we hold their hand to the process to get them connected to your agency? And so that's part of what Cassie does, is establish a relationships with each of the agencies so that we stay abreast of what's happening in the community. We know if there's a change, if there are different avenue for connecting to services. Did right. somebody close down? You know, so those kinds of things.
Understood. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And the paperwork, I think, is an important thing to mention, because that comes with anything these days, I'm afraid, right? That when you're trying to get either a doctor's appointment or whatever, there's paperwork.
There's intake paperwork, sometimes right. a lot of it. And oftentimes the agencies will share it with us. And mm-hmm. so we can just print it off and help the individual fill it out. Or sometimes they don't want to share it with us, and that's okay too. But we just keep on with figuring out what's the best way to connect them.
Right. And Cassandra, is that something that you could follow up with too, is to see, you know, did you get your paperwork filled out? Are you set up for an appointment? Is that part of your job too, is to kind of follow up with these individuals to, if you don't have a copy of the paperwork or whatever, to get them into their other system at the other place?
Yes, follow-up is really important. We will reach out by phone, by email, however we can, to get in contact with them and make sure that their needs were met.
Gotcha. And you mentioned, too, that a lot of it is some follow-up as well, right, to make sure that they went to their appointment. If maybe they can't get in or don't need to get in to see someone right away, maybe it's a week away or 2 weeks out, do you follow up after that 2 weeks and say, hey, were you able to get in? Did everything go okay? What else can we do for you? Those kinds of things?
Yes, definitely. And I like that you mentioned the what else can we do, because usually they'll get one need met and then we got to work on another one. So I always stay in contact with them just to make sure that's happening.
Right. What are some of the other needs that you're finding? I think we mentioned housing too before we came on the air, that is an ongoing issue in our community, unfortunately.
It is. Housing is a huge need. Rental assistance, utility assistance, move-in assistance. There's really not a lot of affordable housing in our community, unfortunately. So that's a huge barrier for our clients.
Right. And that's not services that you can directly provide, but you certainly maybe have a resource or can refer someone to another agency in the area, in the community, that can maybe help with some of these needs too, right? Is that how it works?
Yes, definitely.
Got you. And Lisa Gomez, is that something that is important to get, again, to learn about other resources in the community, like for housing assistance and food assistance, so
oh
that you
goodness.
Can refer your clients and folks to those things too?
It is. It's a constant changing world, the food assistance and transportation, etc. But the housing is a very complicated system. It's gathering up all of their documents. It's putting together the
paperwork,
packet,
more paperwork,
a whole bunch of paperwork.
Right? Yeah.
Sometimes individuals don't even have a driver's license and social security card and birth certificates, and so it just makes that process a little bit longer. And we work with all the agencies that provide emergency housing, the TOTA.
Right.
Expansion shelter, the PATH emergency shelter, so you know, family crisis shelter, but the housing piece is pretty complicated, and it's a very multi-dimensional, multi-step process, and so those are longer term pieces. The food assistance is huge. If someone needs an emergency food box, I mean, we'll have staff go to Catholic Charities or ECHO or the food pantry at
the mission
uh-huh. to pick up a food box for the client, you know, for that day. Finding all the places that there's a hot meal or even a sack, a cold lunch or something. Keeping on top of that list alone is very important. So people, they're hungry. People are hungry, and
right.
There's still quite a lot of street inebriate population and chronically homeless. folks that that are hungry and can't get their paycheck to, you know, stretch far enough.
Sure. And I guess that, again, kind of underlines the situation of someone maybe in needing mental health services, that that's just maybe one of the things that they are struggling with. And there's other these other things that are going on. Maybe they don't know where they're going to have their next meal, or they don't know where they're going to sleep tonight, or how to get from one place to the other if they're having transportation issues. All these things seem to really have caused problems and stress for folks.
Very often there's folks that have multiple needs such as that. And if you have a mental health condition, it's very difficult to navigate those complicated processes.
Right. Very true. But you're there to help, and your staff can help, and mm-hmm. at least try to kind of get some of the red tape cut in certain cases so that folks can maybe get the help that they need quickly.
We try to take our red tape scissors with us everywhere we go. What's the best way? What's a shortcut to get them here? And sometimes it's just not possible. But yeah, we look for those ways that we can get them help immediately. Do they just need a couple bus passes to get to the Social Security office? You know, all kinds of scenarios are there. But we're so glad we're fully staffed now.
Congratulations. Right.
So, Bianca Thompson was our case manager. She's now the Behavioral Health Services Supervisor. So she takes on the role as the MWRC manager and oversees all of the staff. We have two peer navigators, our lead navigator. We have an admin. And so that makes life a little bit easier in the office.
Right. Very good. And that's important because, as you mentioned, the folks are still walking in or calling or reaching out, and the need is still there in our community.
It really is.
For this really important service.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, kudos to the County Commission for seeing the need, for using data-driven decisions to put this together and have this now going into, what, its third year? Ending our third year.
We just ended our third year. We're at the beginning of our fourth year of a 5-year grant.
And right.
So our next step, we'll figure out what we'll do without grant funding. So we'll figure that one out.
Is that a renewable grant, or is it going to go away?
I think it goes away after the fifth year. But, you know, we have thoughts, and we're thinking about it. And
I'm not surprised that you already are planning ahead. Yes, and that would make sense.
Yes,
but that's important. And again, I wanted to also touch on, in the few minutes we have remaining this morning, just the whole idea of mental health and mental health awareness. And there's still, unfortunately, it seems to me, a stigma. I think it's getting smaller and less negative talking about mental health and things like that, but it is something I think that we still deal with in society, and that's an important thing maybe to remind folks that, you know, I think mental health is similar to your physical health, and you wouldn't hesitate to go see a doctor for an ailment that annoys you or is bothering you. Same for a mental health type of concern, right?
For sure, and thank you for bringing that forward. I think a little bit of stigma still exists because our name is Mental Wellness Resource Center.
Yes.
But folks are, I don't know about the stigma. I can't tell. I don't really know if the stigma's there or if it's better. But for sure.
I hope we're talking about it more. So
we
I
are.
Think that's maybe a positive thing.
For sure. I think talking about it, keep getting it out there, doing our, you know, health fairs and different things where we can get the word out to encourage folks. I want to remind you might not remember, but the commission approved a feasibility study for a mental health crisis response center. So we're in the middle of that process.
Okay.
So I don't know, there'll be a multi-agency.
That sounds like it might be a more hands-on type of situation for
it
folks,
is.
Right?
It will be. And so we'll see what happens with the feasibility study.
Okay.
We're really excited about that project.
Very much. Well, again, thank you, County Commission, for recognizing this need in our community.
It's amazing.
And I guess we'll say stay tuned to our audiences for more news about that, right?
Yes.
As things move forward. Cassandra, I just want to come back to you a little bit as this peer navigator position that you have. When folks come and talk to you, I mean, that's, I think, a big step, right? Whether they've reached out through the phone or the website or just walked through the door, kind of maybe, you know, deciding that they need help or a family member needs help, coming to see you is probably a big step for them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it is huge for them to decide to ask for help. And I want to reiterate that it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to ask for help. That's what we're here for. I think it takes a strong individual to actually seek those services out. And we do whatever we can to possibly help them in that process.
Right. Very important. Very important. And we mentioned this earlier, but the 24/7, I think it's available 24/7, the 988 line.
It is.
For folks who are needing to reach out to somebody or talk to somebody, right? That's available.
It is 24/7, and very often you will be connected to a therapist or counselor, within a couple of minutes or less than that.
Great.
It's awesome.
That's a great resource to have. Mm-hmm. And again, the hours of the Mental Wellness Resource Center, what times are you all available?
Oh, we didn't mention that.
It's no, Monday. We should mention that, right?
We should. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can walk in any time. We are very successful helping people connect within the same day. 60% of our clients get connected within the same day. It could be a food box, it could be a bus pass, it could be a multiple of things. Probably 36% or so get connected within a week, and then we have a very small percentage where it takes longer than a week because of complicated situations.
So, right.
Yeah, you can just walk in and we'll try to figure out how to help you.
But you do try to help, or actually you do help 100% of the folks that come in, what they need, right?
For sure. I think that I can't think of anybody that we couldn't help, period. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was, a very complicated behavioral health issue. But it's such an exciting time when someone comes in looking for help, and then we get to take them to treatment,
right?
Or get them on a bus to a treatment center or something. It's a celebration. So we have some great success stories.
I was going to ask you maybe to share one. Is there one that you could share this morning before we run out of time?
I'd love to.
Okay,
you want to share, Cassie?
Cassandra?
Yeah.
Sure.
So we had a gentleman come into our facility. And our peer, one of our peers, Natasha, she actually started helping him. He came to us struggling with homelessness, and he wasn't open to going to local shelters. After working with him for quite some time, Natasha was able to break down those barriers for him, and he ended up coming in, becoming open to going to a shelter, going to the PATH. He ended up getting a job, and now he's working full time. He comes in to see us all the time, pops in, says, "Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for everything that you guys have done for us, for me." And I think that's huge, being able to see people grow in that aspect, and move forward in their lives.
Right, very much. And to maybe, again, be able to help through that, just that rough patch, and then see the results of that. And now he is somewhat sounding like self-sufficient and has a job, and maybe has found some other housing or will be finding some other housing, those types of things coming into place.
Yes, definitely.
We'll be working with him on some other housing solutions.
Or permanent, yeah.
So we helped him get a driver's license. He was riding the bus and hitting the streets, went to Social Security office and applying for jobs all over town. And he needed also dental services, and he needed a shower, so we'd give him a ride over the tow truck, as they have
right.
Free showers certain days of the week. So just all the little things that you don't know are so important really are.
Sure.
And
life-changing
mm-hmm.
for this individual
and
others
so. Yeah.
That you help every day, which is great. Wonderful. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning to talk about the work that you do and the others who work with you at the Mental Wellness Resource Center. Again, the phone number is 505-636-7110 and the website sjcconnect.net.
Yes.
Okay.
Give us a call.
And there you go. And you can check them out. And you're open Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay.
And so, except for holidays.
Gotcha. Very good.
Wonderful.
But you're available. Wonderful. Very good. Well, thank you both for being here. It's great to have
you
here.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank
Lisa,
you.
Always great to see you.
Nice
Sandra,
to see you.
Thank you for
thank
coming
you.
In. You're very welcome. My guest this morning here on KSJE, representing the San Juan Health Council and the Mental Wellness Resource Center.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.